A word for you from Exodus chapter 14 and verse 31. Thus Israel saw the great works which the Lord had done for his people, and so the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Here we see that faith and facts go together. Faith is based on facts. Biblical faith is not blind. Faith in the Bible is based on facts. In 1 Corinthians 15:17, the Apostle Paul teaches, "And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile and you're still in your sins." Faith does not reject evidence. The truth of Christianity is based on historic events and truth that can be tested by reason, evidence, and investigation. Active biblical faith depends on historic events that can be investigated. In John 20, verse 27, our Lord Jesus Christ declared to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands. Reach your hand here, put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." Dr. Luke begins his gospel, Luke chapter 1, saying, "Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, so it seemed right to me to write for you an orderly account, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you have been instructed." Christianity is a reasonable faith, founded on historic events that can be investigated and confirmed. Hebrews 11 is often called the Hall of Faith. "Now without faith it is impossible to please him, for he is the reward of those who diligently seek him." Now Hebrews 11 gives us great biblical examples of faith. Noah, building the ark, stocking provisions in the ark for a great multitude of animals. Building the ark was an enormous undertaking, requiring diligent hard work over many decades. Abraham, eager to obey God, leaving home and safety to go to a great distance where God led him, willing even to sacrifice that which was most precious to him in obedience to the word of God. Joseph remained faithful to God despite being betrayed by his own brothers into slavery, fleeing from temptation, wrongly accused, thrown to prison, yet remaining steadfast and faithful, and God raised him up to be governor of Egypt. The mother of Moses, defying Pharaoh's order to kill a newborn infant, she saved his life. Joshua and Caleb did not follow the majority. They were bold and brave enough to remain faithful to the Lord, even when the mob of Israelites wanted to stone them to death for their positive report. God rewarded them, and they alone of their generation entered the promised land. Young David, the shepherd boy, showed his faith by walking into the valley of the shadow of death to confront the giant Philistine with only a sling and staff. You see, faith and action work together. Faith involves obedience to the word of God.